Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the program. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Andy Mangione from the Association of Mature American Citizens as well. Hey, today more people than ever are planning to work into their retirement years. Sadly, many say it's necessary to make ends meet. That's why it's vitally important that you have a solid financial plan. It's never too early or too late to begin preparing for retirement. Wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to work in retirement unless you really wanted to? Let Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Advisory Services help you. Their ultimate goal is to help enable you and your family to live free from financial worry now and throughout your lives. They communicate with you on a regular basis and approach management of your wealth proactively so that you can relax and feel confident that you've taken steps to secure your financial future. Call them today, 517-323-7526, 517-323-7526, or visit mylifeplanfinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. Coming up in the next hour, David Rubin with us, Bonner Cohen, senior policy analyst, talk about the UN Climate Conference, and Pam Bondi, special advisor to the president, standing right next to him yesterday as the IG report was released and giving reaction to what they saw inside. I want to go back to Lindsey Graham, actually, because we talked about this earlier in the hour, and next hour we'll have a few other things to discuss. But, you know, we know today Democrats are coming forward to unveil articles of impeachment. That press conference is scheduled for after 9 o'clock this morning, just after we get off the air. We'll find out exactly what they have. But sounds like abuse of power and obstructing Congress will be the two articles of impeachment against President Trump. They tried to lay out a case yesterday in a House hearing, while at the same time this IG report drops that says there are all sorts of inaccuracies that were relied upon. FISA warrant. Abuse, you could say. Lindsey Graham, who should know a thing or two about this this type of thing, being very prominent in the Senate, and especially on matters such as FISA and legal issues, weighed in yesterday. He was not quite as upset as he was when during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. I mean, that's a level of upset I'm not sure we'll see again from Lindsey Graham. It was righteous, of course. But he was still pretty upset about what he read in the IG report yesterday. Let's hear a bit. This is Senator Lindsey Graham yesterday after the IG report is released.
The first thing I'd like to address is that you have a statement by Mr. Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut, who's looking at potential criminal liability regarding this matter. The Attorney General Barr and Mr. Horowitz. You have three different views. Well, I guess two of the views are that there was no lawful predicate to begin the investigation. I think Mr. Durham says he had more information than Mr. Horowitz. But that's not my concern right now. Three lawyers can reasonably disagree, and I trust Mr. Horowitz to give an honest view. And let's assume for a moment there was a lawful predicate. The bar is really low to open up a counterintelligence investigation. A reasonable articulation is a pretty low standard in the law. The point I want to make is, let's assume for a moment it started out okay. It sure as hell didn't end okay. What I see in this report, and nobody's reported yet, I hope some of you will look, is that while there may be reasonable differences about whether or not there was a lawful predicate, I believe there will be no debate among reasonable-minded people, particularly lawyers, about how the system not only got off the rails, but in my view, became a criminal enterprise to defraud the FISA court, to deny American citizen Carter Page his constitutional rights, and to continue an operation against President Trump as President of the United States that I think was fundamentally flawed and unlawful.
Lindsey Graham there, Senator Graham, saying, look, the bar to begin an investigation is low, and the IG report made that clear yesterday. And reasonable lawyers, as he points out, may disagree on whether or not there was sufficient evidence to move forward. But once it got going and we found out more, and we're going to hear from Graham here in a moment about the second part, it got off the rails and perhaps should have been stopped at some point. Here's more of Lindsey Graham from yesterday.
These are statements I don't make lightly, and these are statements based on the findings of the report. Unfortunately, at the Department of Justice and the FBI, there was a period of time when they went back to the good old days of J. Edgar Hoover, where they made stuff up. They misled people. So on page 186, it talks about the FBI identifying and interviewing the primary subsource for the Steele dossier. What I want you to understand is that Christopher Steele had a primary subsource, and this person had other people reporting to him, and that formed the basis of the dossier. What did the FBI find in January of 2017? That once they identified the subsource and actually interviewed the subsource says, the primary subsource told the FBI that he slash she had not seen Steele's report until they became public that month, and that he slash she made statements indicating that Steele misstated or exaggerated the primary subsource statements in multiple sections of the reporting. The primary subsource told the FBI that basically this was rumor and speculation, hearsay, bar talk, and he never believed that Steele would use the information provided in any official document. That should have been a red light for the Department of Justice and the FBI.
There's Senator Lindsey Graham yesterday discussing the release of the IG report. You know, as I said, he's not happy. He's upset, but he's keeping it together pretty well. He went through there. The underlying evidence eventually during the course of the investigation was deemed to be bar talk. I didn't think he was going to lead or use it as a pretext as an investigation. Shouldn't have been used in that way, is what he or she, that source, ended up saying. And yet things continued. We'll talk with Pam Bondi next hour, special advisor to the president, about the IG report and about the impeachment press conference happening later on this morning. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.